Now, did you know that the Czech Republic is the original home of the mass-produced gnome? Gnomes, elves, and dwarfs have quite a tradition here, but it is a tradition that has been scorned by snobs and neglected by the rest of us. But not anymore. An exhibition currently showing at the Museum of Central Bohemia in Rostocky, just north of Prague, aims to put things right. David Vaughan donned his red cap and went along, accompanied by the museum's program director, Tanya Pekárková.
Hey ho, hey ho, a trpanci jdou, a zpíváme si vesele. Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Když máme starost plout, ty vrázky z čela vymaže. Hey ho, hey ho.
So we just come into the exhibition of gnomes of all different kinds and dwarves. And this is just the entrance to the exhibition. And around us there are photographs of various different gnomes. There are children's books going back many, many years about gnomes and dwarves, and some more recent ones as well. And there's a big statue of a dwarf here. He's about 6 feet high. And now we're going to go on into the main part of the exhibition.
Začínáme v první místnosti, kde jsou trpaslíčci.
We'll start in the first room, where there are gnome paintings and sculptures by well-known Czech artists, including Kurt Gebauer and Miroslava Krausová.
And so here, for example, there is a rather sort of semi-abstract looking gnome, a plaster statue. So there are various works of art with a gnome theme. And if we go on a little bit further, we're going as if through the woods. The floor is green. Ah, here's another gnome in a field of green and red cabbages. Interesting. It says, the guard of the red cabbage.
A nyní už vcházíme do takzvaného dětského pokojíčku.
And so we just gone past the works by well-known artists with a gnome theme, and now we're in another little room where there are various little statues of gnomes made by children, and they can compete pretty well with the works by the well-known artists. There are all sorts of little ceramic gnomes here, big ones, small ones, gnomes in red hats, gnomes in orange hats, and you name it.
A nyní už vstupujeme do třetí části výstavy, kde se představují vlastně nejstarší exempláře.
Now we're entering the third part of the exhibition, where you'll find our oldest exhibits, which we've tried to arrange in groups to make them look as though they come from a fairy tale. We didn't want to take a dry art historical approach, although we do also offer examples of some really early gnomes. Here are two from the late Renaissance period. There are also many rare gnomes from the Mareš ceramics factory that used to be in Ústí nad Labem and was the first ever to create mass-produced gnomes. At the beginning of the last century, it was exporting them all over Europe.
Distribuovala po celé Evropě. Byla to vlastně nejznámější továrna.
It would interest me as well, you say that the oldest of the gnomes or dwarfs go back to the late Renaissance time. I'd be interested to know in that time what the sort of symbolism of them was.
Jsou to vlastně karikatura šlechtice a sedláka, protože dřív...
They are caricatures of a noble woman and a peasant. They were made by the well-known sculptor Matyáš Braun, and they parodied various human qualities, such as virtue and vice.
And so the tradition really does go back a long way in this country.
Právě jste slyšeli, jak za normálních okolností v Poděbradech.
That was a sound that you can normally hear on the colonnade in the town of Poděbrady. It's a gnome which chimes the hour with a hammer. It's here at the exhibition because they happen to be doing building work at the colonnade, so the town hall was happy to lend it. This gnome has a fascinating history. It was installed around 1930. Then, sometime after 1960, some bigwig decided it was kitsch and a relic from the bourgeois past, and they removed it. After 1989, the mayor of Poděbrady launched a hunt for the lost gnome. The old lady who had been looking after it all those years gave it back to the town, and the gnome was put back in its rightful place. When I went to pick it up, I found out that the people of Poděbrady, like everywhere in the world, are divided into gnome types and anti-gnome types. Some were crying when I took the gnome away, and others were shouting for joy and told me never to bring it back again.
Druhý jásali, hurá, a ať už se nikdy nevrací.
And I remember that two of our listeners stayed in a hotel that's next door to where the gnome normally stands, and they were driven nearly mad by the chiming of the mushroom that he hits when they were staying, which they compared with the sound of a scaffolding pole being dropped.
David Vaughan there, visiting an exhibition of gnomes at the Museum of Central Bohemia in Roztoky. And for more information about the exhibition, visit our website at www.radio.cz/English, where you'll find a link to the museum's website. Now, a recently